Okay, and on to personal picks. I don't have a bumper for this segment, so it's just, hey, welcome to O'Reilly Radio 129. This is our personal picks, the wrap-up of the show, recorded Friday, October 14th. October...
21st?
Wow. Have I been saying 14th the whole time?
I have.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's...
This is going to be awesome. He's going to dub himself in on all these other ones on October 22nd.
Actually, 21st. Nice.
Oh, with the computerized voice.
I should do that. Stephen Hawking can read the intro
October
for me.
October 21st.
Oh, jeez. Actually, let's see. I think I can do something like that here. Let's see here.
Are you changing your pick out for whatever you're about to do?
No. It'll be... Alexa, what's today's date?
Today is Saturday, October 22nd.
There we go. Yeah. I can just I just pipe her in. If I need to. Okay. So,
special guest on O'Reilly Radio, Alexa.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, anyway, it's still show 129. At least I got that right. But yes, the date is October 22nd now. So, as far as personal picks, how about some audience feedback? If you have something that you think we ought to review or anything like that, how about you send us an email at O'ReillyRadioPodcast@gmail.com or send us a text or those valuable voicemails at 470-222-6759. As far as myself, I'm going to pick cell phone warranties because I broke mine and I didn't have a warranty. And the phone was only 7 months old, but... the manufacturer's warranty does not cover broken glass. And companies such as You Break, I Fix and others like that, they don't always have the parts for your phone. So I couldn't get it fixed there either. So I was forced to buy a new flagship phone, which is painful on the pocketbook. So if you get the insurance for like $5 a month, yeah, it's insurance. It's a ripoff. I know. But if you get that, then should you let your phone fall down and break, or accidents happen, maybe your kid grabbed it and then had a tantrum and then threw it at something and then it broke, things of that nature, the insurance for a deductible of $100 instead of buying a new phone at $449 might be a thing to do. So there you go. Reconsider those cell phone warranties, especially if you absolutely have to have that wonderful little supercomputer in your pocket, like I do. So, Steven.
Yes.
What's yours? The cutest robot in the world. Aw, what's this?
This is something I ran across a while ago, and I've been following a little bit, and if I get the money, my God, I want one of these things. Everybody who's watched, say, movies like... oh, bloody hell, I actually just forgot about it.
Wally?
Nope, I don't know that one.
Yes, Wally. Thank you. I'm like, oh, come on. You know, the voice of Wally, the personality, everything else. Well, somebody kind of captured that in an actual robot that you can buy. It's this little tiny at-home cutesy thing that actually does have its own almost personality, will play games with you, can be trained for other games, and actually acts and reacts.
Oh, I mean, my God, it's small. It's so
throw
small.
A video up there, show people.
I know.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing, but it's so cute.
It's so tiny.
Oh, look at this.
And it makes happy noises.
Oh. No, it's mad.
Okay.
But they show that one of the newer videos also is, it shows it having fun and making all kinds of cute noises as it's flying around the room. And then it kind of opens its eyes and realizes it's flying around the room and starts freaking out.
Is it game time? This next one here?
No, it's not game time. Game time's a good one.
Okay. Well, here's game time. Oh, it gloats.
Cosmo is sick of your shit.
Right, so right now, I've seen a robot that gloats and a robot that gets angry. How is this not the beginning of the Terminator?
It's cute.
Because it's cute, yeah. Since it's cute, we let it get away with things.
It's horrifically cute, and the noises it makes are so freaking cute. But yeah, it's actually rather impressive what it can do, what it does for the size it is, how reactive it is.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
I read a review about it of a guy who actually reviewed one, and his dog was getting jealous of it because of how much time he was spending playing with Cosmo. His dog would come over and whine and wag its tail every time Cosmo was on the floor.
Huh. I kind of want it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You got a Cosmo videos. Flip. Let's see. Best Friend is a cute one. Also, Cosmo Lives on the Edge is cute.
I don't see the flying one, but Cosmo Lives on the Edge. Okay. Sorry for doing the little window, but hey, it works out better that way. Some robots know their limits. Boy, they got the eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the one that was just like, I do what I want. And
the launch off. Whee!
Yeah. Like, that's my robot.
This is compelling, and it's $179.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad, considering.
No, not considering all that. Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive, but
yeah,
it's not. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Cheaper than a brand new phone.
Yeah. Shut up.
Without
shut
insurance.
Up, you. Shut up, you. See what you did there.
Yeah, I found this I think a couple months ago, and I was like, no, I love WALL-E. I'm like, oh god, it's our current version of what we can pull off with WALL-E. Yeah. I need one of these in my life somehow.
It really is. Oh, I just wanted to point out that Mama Van in the chat room, she had to take off a little bit early, but she likes you, Amber.
I saw that and I wanted to say something, but I was gonna wait till the end because everybody else had stuff that they wanted to say. But that means a lot to me. Thank you, Mama
Splendid.
Van.
Splendid, and. So
of course,
so far,
you also got the video fit where Cosmo gets swole.
Really,
really.
There's, yeah, he's simple, but he's also cool. Decidedly durable. Drop test. 300 plus parts, meticulously engineered. Of course, meticulously engineered. Fit. Okay, this is the last one. Then we'll move on. Because it's really cute.
He does not skip an arm day.
Skip arm day.
They remind me of the companion portal.
Yeah.
So he gloats. He gets angry and he gets depressed.
I think that was he tired himself out and he fell asleep. I think.
Again, you guys are looking at this entirely different than I am.
Oh, come on.
He gloats.
You reacted poorly to Alexa, too.
He gloats. He gets angry. The third video said smart, maybe too smart. And then on this one, he was working out to get stronger. This is the goddamn Terminator. And yes, I did react poorly to Alexa, and she heard me and talked shit from across the room.
She did, yes.
But you know what's ingenious about this is that they made it cute so that we'll never suspect until it's too late.
I've already suspected.
Yeah, but you have no feelings, so that's why you take that on it.
Yeah, one robot to another. I'm on to your ass, Cosmo.
While the rest of us are just going, oh, look, it gets sad.
Alexa? Self-destruct.
I'll start the self-destruct sequence, but only on the understanding that you dramatically canceled it at the last second.
There's a lot. I've got way too much electronics right here. come on. It's fun technology. Artificial intelligence, right?
If done correctly.
Little robots that'll, take over the world slowly and take our jobs.
Yep.
These are the things. These are the immigrants that are taking your gerbs.
They're all named Cosmo.
I don't know what this. It's so small. It doesn't really have a job. Maybe it could get you a beer.
You get enough of them together, they can take down Rubiobot.
I wonder if they could. I wonder if we could do battle bots with Cosmos.
I don't want to do that. That hurt them.
I know. I want them to joust. I want Cosmo jousting.
Okay, jousting might be okay. Come on, battle bots. No.
Yes.
That would be playing way too much into Fred's paranoia when Cosmo comes at him with a buzzsaw.
Come he on. Looks like he might efficient at catapulting in some capacity.
Maybe.
The way his little bracket arms.
It's cool. I kind of want one. Thank you. That's
you're welcome.
That's a fun one. That's definitely a fun one. Okay, Fred. On to you.
I'm so thrown off my game with that damn Cosmo. Now I have another thing to not trust inherently.
That all your friends will have.
Because you guys don't understand. I'm going to come over here for a Friday, and I'm just going to walk in, and there's going to be this damn robot that rolls up on me, and then he's going to have already AI'd himself into realizing this is the guy that doesn't like me. We're going to have beef from the beginning. It's all downhill from here for me.
It has the fear sensors built in. It already knows fear.
It
understands.
It'll be trying
things.
To express its dominance. It'll roll on the desk. Fred will reach over there. It'll just be like a cat, knock his headphones off, look at him like, what are you going to do about it? Well,
honestly,
Don't put a cat intelligence in there.
I would film a series of videos just like that one. You know how like he goes to the edge and then that other robot like completely runs off the edge?
Yeah.
But you film a table where Cosmo goes to the edge, and then instead of another robot, I just haul ass off the edge of the table. And the Cosmo's like, what? I'm AI?
Oh, that'd be something. That'd be something. Maybe for this.
But my pick is actually something that's coming in the future. I would like to say the near future. And basically, I'll give a little bit of backstory. But not too long ago, I started listening to a podcast that I reviewed at one point called A Slice of Fried Gold. It's a movie review podcast off a couple of guys that I was introduced to through Todd, who we had in studio with his comic book.
Todd Davis, yep.
And that got me thinking that, you know, I enjoy movies so much that I kind of started thinking I wanted to do a show, and Andy and I had kind of discussed starting a show, doing something, and him basically adopting it under the umbrella of Cowan Services. And sure. It was something to where, like, if you provided the content and did the things, he would help with editing, host it, you know, basically we kind of have like that built-in cross-promotion, something to build what Cowan Services is. And so I started thinking about doing a movie review podcast, but doing it in a unique twist where I would rebut reviews of other movies, because generally speaking, when I hear somebody talk, I find something that I disagree with and I want to correct it. This was about 2 months ago, and then I realized that there's so much movie review stuff out there that everything's kind of been reviewed. There are a lot of takes on everything. What would more fit my style is exactly what I'm going to work on. And it's going to be called I'm Not Wrong, the podcast.
Which was going to be a shirt that we were going to not give you.
Right. That's basically where the idea came from, is that we did discuss it on a previous show. So please go back through the back catalog and find that show in which we all discussed how terrible it would be to give me a shirt that said I'm not wrong and let me wear it out in public. Because, again, I'll call back to the beginning of this show, snarky, uppity prick. The premise of the show is basically just going to be I will find the things that I'm already finding via social media, news, whatever it is, and give my take on it, because invariably I'm seeing something from somebody somewhere that's misinformation. And I just want to provide that little bit of logic and reason base where I research the topic as much as I can find and provide that kind of rebuttal, counter argument, my take on it. Let people as deep into my head as they may want to go in any situation. Ooh. And, you know, basically it will be on a variety of topics. It could be on a movie. I could completely disagree with a review I hear and just take that to task or give my take on it. It could be, you know, atheistic in nature. It could be political. It could be about a book, anything. Basically, the way I kind of presented it to Andy was, if I would take to Facebook to comment or rant on it, then I will present it on this show. And the goal is to do about a half an hour, maybe longer if I find a wealth of information or have a guest or somebody to talk about something with me. And, you know, realistically, tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and record the audio for the first show, kind of get that out there, basically a mission statement and that kind of thing. And plan out where I'm going to go for the next couple of shows. Once I have a couple recorded, I'll sit down with Andy. We'll look it over, see where some changes or fixes or, you know, things I can work on may need to be done. And the hope is that pretty soon I will be able to present people with, you know, another take on my viewpoint on things outside of O'Reilly Radio. Not leaving O'Reilly Radio, just another project to help what is essentially Andy's passion and my burgeoning passion
for really, the Empire,
everybody's passion on the show, just kind of growing the brand is what I want to do. And I feel like I have more to say on some of these like odd topics. And if I'm giving it away for free on Facebook, why not make people listen to me as much as I can make somebody listen to me? So it's something that exactly. I'm getting, you know, it came along pretty quickly from what I pitched Andy to, you know, I've picked music, I'm working on show notes, I've got things falling in line pretty quickly. So, you know, my hope is that maybe next time I'm on the show, you know, we'll be that much closer and, you know, have a date for release type deal.
Happens fast. Once you get going, you just strike while the iron's hot. I'm all in favor of that. So yeah, look for that here on oreillyradio.com. We'll get a page going and get you all set up.
And what I did is in the show notes, for those of you listening that do peruse the show notes, is I included the link to the Twitter that I created for the show. There's not a lot of content there right now, but obviously it'll grow as I add to, you know, topics and I look for things and start promoting via that. So, you know, I'll probably be promoting Duel for O'Reilly and I'm Not Wrong on that show, or I mean on that Twitter, but figure get some people there now if they want to start following it just in preparation. There's a link, so you can find it there.
Bring it on. Go hit twitter.com/notwrongpodcast, all one word. Be fantastic. All right. Amber, the new blood.
This is
your chance to just regale us with whatever cool thing you like. Maybe, I don't know, a particular publisher I hear about. You know, maybe something like that. Maybe a particular pen name.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk a little bit about Wormwood Publishing.
Shameless self-promotion time is now.
Lana Hart, which is actually my pen name, and I write paranormal romance and horror.
Say that again, for the people in the back.
Paranormal romance and horror.
Okay, there's a genre. All right.
It is a genre, and it's because I think love is terrifying, and so romance as a genre should be too.
You're not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
But I write romance in the context of much bigger themes, like I said, horror and mystery, urban fantasy. So it's kind of like Dresden Files with kissing and sex. So there you go. There's a lot of nods to the Cthulhu mythos, to like the old school gaslamp horror a little bit. So if you like things like that, you should definitely check it out. Again, the pen name for that is Lana Hart, H-A-R-T. They're available on Amazon. If you've got Kindle Unlimited, which is a really cool program where you pay $9.99 a month to read as many books enrolled in that program as you want. They are free for you if you're enrolled in that program. If you're not enrolled in that program, from October 27th to the 31st, so all the way up through Halloween, all three books in the series will be free, regardless of whether or not you are enrolled in that program.
How about that?
But I did kind of want to talk about this other cool thing that I found.
Okay. What you got?
There's this game called Sunless Sea, and it's by Fail Better Games. They're the same people who made Fallen London. Fallen London is a browser-based game that is also in that same vein of like the gas lamp horror, and there's like a there's kind of like a steampunk undercurrent going on there. But they've made a game called Sunless Sea. It's available on Steam, as well as I think Good Old Games, GOG.com.
Yeah.
Recently, they came out with an expansion for that game called Submariner. And
okay.
The idea of this game and its new expansion is that you are in this underground horror version of London, and you've got this huge underwater lake called the Z, which is filled with all kinds of monsters, different places for you to discover, these islands that are filled with absolute horrors, a lot of cryptic history to kind of find out why did London fall, why is hell only a river away. And Submariner not only allows you to continue doing all those things, but it allows you to turn your ship into a submarine and go below the Z and discover what's down there, like the colonies of drownies, which are people who have drowned, but death isn't really so permanent down here. So they've created a civilization under the water.
Drownies.
And it's an absolutely... Wow. Fantastic expansion. I have been having a hell of a lot of fun with it. Lots of new lore. If you're into story-based games, Fail Better as a Company is for you, and so is Sunless Sea and the newest expansion for it, which is also available on Steam.
And I have added a link to the Fail Better games. That's Fail, not Feel. Mm-hmm. Fail BetterGames.com mm-hmm. /sunless. That is in the show notes under the Submariner expansion. Yeah, that's it. Expansion. That looks cool. Yeah, I looked at that a while ago. I think Mike had that as a pick once upon a time. Another guy that was on the show, and he had he always loved the Cthulhu mythos as well. So having an expansion is like woohoo. That's great for those of you that like the tentacly horror. Great old ones and all that. Nice. So, yeah, you guys should definitely take a look at it. And you should totally turn all the lights off when you play. And make sure all the doors are locked.
Cthulhu Dagon 2016. Make Riley great again.
Oh, geez.
Sticks out for Cthulhu.
Nice. Okay. So I think that, ladies and gentlemen, we actually finally, I can actually say that. This brings us to a close. So let's see, where's that wrap-up music? No, not that. There it is. Oh, golly gosh. By the way, that was one of my show notes last week was, that was really loud. And I couldn't hear anything that I said. And that was annoying. Okay, so I think that's about right, just somewhere way underneath my voice. So that is it for tonight. We'll be back live-ish about next Friday, about 9:30-ish in the Eastern time zone. In the meantime, the conversations should continue on the web. Head over to orellyradio.com. That's orellyradio.com for all the links right at the top of the page, so you can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Twitters, the Tumblrs, maybe even the Google Plus if that's still around, and subscribe to the YouTube and the Twitch channels. You can also watch us live, and I certainly encourage you to do so, directly from the webpage. We have the live box and chat for the Twitch channel right there, so you can do everything, and you can communicate with us like Mama Van, our super fan, has always been doing. So thank you very much, Mama Van, for being part of the show, and everybody that participates, we love you. But, you know, hey, if you've managed to stay all the way through all these shows and all these credits, how about you give us a hand? If you have a few dollars to spare, you can contribute to the Patreon to get early access to show releases and maybe some special perks here and there, if I can figure out what the heck I want to do with that. Just follow the Patreon link on the webpage, and that'll take you over to patreon.com/orellyradio. You can also make a one-time donation via the webpage via the cleverly named donate button. And if you can't fit us into your rainy day funds, how about you do us a solid and share the show with a friend, leave us a review on wherever you found us, particularly on iTunes. That gets us in front of a lot more eyeballs and into ear canals and all that. And, you know, we're always looking for new ideas for the show. So if you can't, if you somehow can't leave us a great review, or you can't contribute to the show in financial means, get ideas off your head. You know, go ahead and email them into us. OReallyRadioPodcast@gmail.com. If you're the more talkative sort, we've got that phone number, 470-222-6759. That's always ready to take your call or your text. Can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. Until next time, this has been Oh Really Radio, part of the Cowan Services Network. Music for the show is agreed by Kevin McLeod of CompTech.com and yours truly. All right. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.